We are here at CU Direct Drive 19 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with me is Britt Barker. I apologize. Britt Barker, you are Vice President of Enterprise Solutions for CU Direct.
Indeed.
All right. How's the conference going for you, sir?
Day three. Doing well. Still upright. No, team's having a great time. Lots of credit unions. Yep. These are very much type of a reunion in many aspects, right? Seeing the credit unions from all over the country. I have the chance to visit a lot of them at their place. It's fun to host and see them here. And then, of course, all the different partners as well, interacting with them.
And so we're going to be talking about your consumer LOS, Lending 360, correct?
Yeah.
So what advancements have been made there?
So it's been a fun journey, right? Over the last really 5-6 years, going from being serious indirect lending shop, and that's still vitally important to us. But really, that's when Lending 360's hit the scene over the last 5 years, and we've been fortunate to welcome now 150 credit unions on the platform.
Well done.
And so the adoption rate has been spectacular. Mm-hmm. We rolled out account origination a couple years ago, and so that adoption rate has gone significant. We've got about 80 of the 150 now on account origination, and then we came to the threshold last fall, right, of, okay, we've got indirect in a good spot, the consumer LOS is going gangbusters, we added account origination, and then it was, with these credit unions, so many of them do home equity on the consumer side, or the mortgage side is kind of 50-50, and they were looking at, hey, can you guys help us there?
Yeah.
And mortgage was, you know, part of the plan, and so we acquired the full stack mortgage LOS in the fall of 2018. And so what's now been fun from an enterprise offering has been standing up that LOS, and you can't be in the mortgage game without a point of sale system. And so then we really studied the leading point of sale providers out there, and really took that, went back to the lab, and you know, through a user-centric design, really journey mapped and identified the pain points, really saw what others were doing well, put together some RPOS, and really have tested it, validated it, bounced it off a lot of folks. So that's what we're excited to release here in July. We're calling our enterprise point of sale, but whether you're using our consumer LOS, here's your consumer POS, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use the mortgage LOS, here's your mortgage POS. Mm-hmm. And so it now is really, for me, it'll be 15 years with CU Direct in October.
Wow, well done.
It's been a fun ride to see this indirect organization blossom into a consumer organization to now really having mortgage. And that's kind of really been the long-term goal. You know, Tony always says we go as credit union goes. And if we can really now be truly that enterprise network and platform to really champion our lenders forward, we really now have the tools to do that.
It sure sounds like it. It's an exciting year for you guys, no doubt. And so what are you guys providing to credit unions, both staff and members? Because it sounds like you guys are answering both sides of the coin, making things more efficient, automated for the staff, and just making things in general easier for the members, making that member experience that much better.
There's been, you know, a tremendous amount of money spent on the point of sale side, especially in the mortgage arena with what some of the leaders have done, right? And I think we echo what others do as far as that experience layer, that engagement layer is essential. We want to help our lenders have the very best engagement with their members or, you know, just applicants or borrowers that would become members. So the point of sale engagement is essential, but that's only half the coin, right? And so if we brought something that just looked excellent and created just a delightful member experience, but then created all this noise and friction, and the staff was like, what have you done to me?
Yeah.
So it's really both sides, right? So let's make sure we've got the engagement layer on the member side, but then let's make sure the staff goes, ha, 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 I like this. It's got the automation, all of those tasks, those mundane, we don't want any noise there.
Yeah.
And so it's really this focus on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And the neat thing too is data is getting easier. It's not easy, but it's getting easier as far as third parties, interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. So that show me you know me, yeah. don't ask me anything redundant,
right.
the engagement with what the bureaus bring to the table and all the other providers, we're creating not only a beautiful experience on the POS, mm-hmm. but also on the LOS. Yeah. And so that the staff can go, ah, finally, it's doing each of the pieces it needs to do. So there's a concentrated focus on both the member and the staff. And it's really not, we don't really favor one over the other. They are both so essential to what
we
do.
Well, yeah, they work symbiotically. You know, one has to work to make the other one benefit. So very cool. Where do we find out more information on this type of stuff? Obviously, the CU Direct website.
Yeah,
where do we go from there?
Talk to us, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay.
Go to the site. Anyone that's interested, it will then funnel into our team. And our approach is certainly to, you know, do some WebExes. If they're interested, we'll come see them. That's the neat thing about CU Direct, right? There's staff throughout the country, yeah. and we have a dedicated team based on what do we want to talk about? We talk in consumer, mm-hmm. we talk in mortgage. You want to talk indirect? We'll have the right specialist visit with the institution.
All right, great message to end on, Britt. Thank you so much. Well done, sir.
My pleasure.
Good job. Exciting.